This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Around 220 prisoners from Nicaragua have headed for the United States after a negotiated release. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has the story.
Family members and a former diplomat say the inmates, considered by many to be political prisoners of the government of Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega, are on their way to Washington after an apparent bilateral arrangement. Arturo McFeels, a former diplomat, says the State Department has confirmed the large group were put on a plane to Washington early Thursday. It's a massive freeing of the prisoners seldom seen, McFeels says, crediting the families for never letting up the pressure. Berta Vajay, the wife of Nicaraguan opposition leader Felix Maradiaga, says the State Department told her that her husband was on the plane. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
European Union leaders welcomed Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky with a standing ovation Thursday as he pleaded for fighter jets to fend off Russia's nearly year-long invasion and pushed for European Union membership for his war-torn country. Zelensky said talks about Ukraine joining the 27-nation EU bloc should start later this year and that such discussions would help motivate Ukrainian soldiers on the battlefield. But EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen cautioned there is no rigid timeline for talks on Ukraine joining the EU. Rescue crews in Turkey and Syria raced against time Thursday to find survivors buried in the rubble of buildings toppled by a 7.8 magnitude earthquake on Monday that has killed an estimated 20,000 people. The country's disaster management agency said Thursday that about 110 people and 5,500 vehicles are working on rescue efforts. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan visited the area near the quake's epicenter, close to the city of Gaziantep and the Turkey-Syria border. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. U.S. stock indexes ended lower on Thursday, erasing earlier gains as Treasury yields rose after an auction of 30-year bonds went poorly and overshadowed strong earnings from corporate giants like Disney and PepsiCo. The S&P 500 fell 0.88%, the Nasdaq lost 1%, the Dow Jones fell 0.73%. A Southwest Airlines executive is apologizing to customers for the Christmas time disruptions and promising U.S. lawmakers that it's made improvements to prevent such a meltdown in the future. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Let me be clear. We messed up.
Southwest Airlines Chief Operating Officer Andrew Watterson tells the Senate Commerce Committee the airline was not properly prepared or equipped for the ripple effect of a winter storm that stranded some of its crew members.
The disruption changed from a weather event that all airlines experienced to a crew event that was unique to us.
16,000 flights canceled, ruining Christmas for many, triggering large expenses for some, and health issues for others, separated from their medicines. Although Southwest says it's invested in better technology and solutions, the head of the Flyers' Rights Advocacy Group, Paul Hudson, says Congress needs to step in.
Bad service saves money. And that money can be used for dividends, stock buybacks, and executive compensation.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. President Joe Biden will welcome Brazil's newly installed leftist president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, to the White House on Friday, seeking to strengthen relations with the South American nation, which had cooled somewhat under da Silva's far-right predecessor. President da Silva, commonly known as Lula, took office in early January after narrowly defeating incumbent President Jair Bolsonaro. A week after Lula's inauguration, thousands of Bolsonaro supporters stormed the Capitol and trashed the main government buildings, demanding that the president's election be overturned. Musician Rihanna is putting the finishing touches on her halftime show for Sunday's Super Bowl. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zaraletta.
Rihanna had previously turned down the Super Bowl halftime show, but she said yes this year for two reasons. She's a mom now and feels like she can take on the world, and because she wants to be a great example for immigrants and for black women. However, planning a halftime show is hard. Rihanna says in an NFL Network Apple Music News conference, some of her songs did not make the cut.
You only have 13 minutes. That's the challenge. So you're trying to cram 17 years of work into 13 minutes.
I'm Margie Zaraletta.
The China Manned Space Agency says the Shenzhou 15 astronauts on board the orbiting Chinese Tiangong space station completed their first spacewalk early on Friday. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.